Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman on this Sports on a Sunday from the Stiefel Sports Studio here in St. Louis. Glad you are along with us, enjoying so far our program, and hopefully you are as well. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little hockey, some Blues hockey with the Hall of Famer, Bernie Federko. Glad to welcome him in. Bernie, how's it going this Sunday?
It's going great. Beautiful day again here in St. Louis.
Boy, it is nice. No question about it. Before we get into the current Blues, I want to talk to you about the St. Louis Blues Hall of Fame, which just recently announced the class of 2025 with three new inductees coming up in January.
Yeah, very deserving recognition for the three of them. All of them really great St. Louis Blues. In fact, really great players throughout the league. I mean, I got a chance to play, obviously, with Wayne Babbage, was my right winger for a few years, one of the great scorers that we had here with the Blues. And, of course, Jimmy Roberts, I wish he was still here. Not only a great mentor for me when I first started playing, I played with him a year, and of course, he came back and was an assistant coach here when I was doing the TV and this and that. So I'm a very good friend, and really dearly miss him. And then, of course, Cujo, Curtis Joseph, who I think one of the great goaltenders of all time for the Blues. And I know that a lot of people were always so excited to watch Cujo the way he played. And I know all three of them are, well, Cujo and Babs are very excited about coming back in January for the induction. I know that Jimmy will be watching from upstairs and have a big smile on his face as well.
Bernie, of course, a member of the inaugural class. How important was it to get the Blues Hall of Fame up and going?
I think it's nice. I mean, we've been around a long time. I mean, the franchise has been over 50 years, and I think when you look around the league, you look around sports, I mean, everybody seems to have a Hall of Fame for their players or their management, whoever was part of the organization. So when you see what the Cardinals have done here in town, I mean, it's just a wonderful ceremony each and every year, and I think it was so nice that the Blues kind of watch what the Cardinals did, and they felt that it was time to do it for this franchise as well. So it's very exciting. It's very honoring. Any time you get honored to be a part of a Hall of Fame, it's very heartwarming. It's certainly flattering, and for each one of us that went in the inaugural class, and now each the third one now, every one of the guys has been really delighted to be a part of it.
I can't imagine what it's like to sit on that committee and try to sort through some of these resumes, because as you mentioned, just this class of the three inductees that are going to go in January, and that's Wayne Babbage and Jimmy Roberts and Curtis Joseph. But you look at all of the Blues and all of the folks that have had such an impact on this franchise, that's quite a task.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there are so many guys that are deserving, and I think that hopefully over time that everybody will get a chance to be a part of it. I mean, all the players that deserve that, and really the management, coaches, the general managers that have built this organization to where it is right now, it's a special thing, and certainly it's a tough task. I think everybody kind of puts their two cents in, and then take a general consensus of what it's going to be, and it is. It's a tough decision because it's not going to be 10 players or people in one year. It's two or three, and it is a tough task, but the three that are going in are certainly very deserved, and it's going to be an exciting day on the 24th of January.
56, I was chatting with somebody else. January 24th, yes, that's the date of the induction ceremony. January 25th, then, is the Blues Hall of Fame game. We're talking with Bernie Federko, the Hockey Hall of Famer. Bernie, let's talk about this current edition of the St. Louis Blues, at least to start the season, a little bit up and down. Yeah, they start their sort of life without Robert Thomas with the 5-2 win in Toronto on Tuesday. They drop a 5-2 game game last night against Montreal. What do you make so far of what you've seen from the Blues?
Well, Joe, this is really a work in progress right now. I mean, I think that we all understood that this team is still in transition. A lot of new faces on the team this year, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that when you have new players coming in, it takes a while for chemistry to build them on the lines. And now, of course, losing Robert Thomas doesn't help a bit at all. But it's really this team has really come together quite quickly. I mean, it was a great game, obviously, in Toronto, going into a really good against a really good team in a tough building and winning that game. It was disappointing, obviously, last night. But I think we're going to see some ups and downs until the chemistry gets better and until everybody understands what exactly their job is and what they need to do each and every time. And really, even with Drew Bannister, I mean, this is his first full year as the head coach, and I think he's probably implementing new systems, new things that they have to do. So it does take a while, but I think the Blues find themselves in a pretty good position. And when they're a game over 500, it's early, and they're in a playoff position right now if the season ended. And so I think you always look at that each. I think you kind of want to look at it maybe on a monthly or a quarterly basis, so it's maybe too early. But I like what I'm seeing. I like the effort. I like the way the guys are coming together. So it's been really fun to watch for the course of the first just 9 games.
A lot was made, obviously, of the acquisitions of Dylan Holloway and Philip Broberg, and both have come together nicely. When you talk about Philip Broberg, who's nearly a point a game or more than a point a game right now, he's been an impact for this team so far.
He is a really impressive player right now. We didn't know exactly what to expect of him, only playing 82 regular season games in, you know, through his career. I mean, he's only 23 years old, but he didn't get to play much in Edmonton. I don't think anybody really heard or saw much of the way he played, but he's been very impressive. He's a big guy. He makes great decisions. He skates very well. I don't think any of us knew, or anybody for that matter, that he would be this involved in the offense. And as you said, to be almost a point a game right now, or a point a game wherever he is right now, it's been very impressive. Although it's, again, we always say it's a small sample size. It's only through 9 games, but I think his upside is really impressive. And I think the offer sheet that Doug Armstrong, this was not just a thought from nowhere. This was a planned, obviously, with his scouts that they felt that both these kids were worthy of an offer sheet. And right now, as you're looking at it, it's been a real smart move. And I think that they can obviously be very, very big part of this organization for a long time, the way they play.
Yeah, shrewd move for sure. We're visiting with the Hockey Hall of Famer Bernie Federko. I want to ask you, too, I heard you on a broadcast recently talking about the goaltending situation, and specifically with regards to Joel Hofer. And you've kind of said this is kind of an important year for Hofer because it's time not just to be sort of that backup, but be a legitimate 1A goalkeeper, 1A, 1B, if you are, with Joel Hofer.
Yeah, that's what he's obviously looking for right now. I mean, he's been in the league. This is his second year in the league. Obviously, he's going to get more games, more starts, and he wants to prove himself. There's no goaltender in the league that wants to be the backup. I mean, it's sure where you're at. I think it's where you're at on the way up, and maybe it's where you're at when you're on the way down. And right now, certainly, he's on the way up, and he wants to prove that he can be a number one. It's not bad to have a number, as you said, 1A and 1B, if you can have it on the same team, if you can keep both guys happy, if you can pay them both what they want to get paid. I think it's a really a great spot to be in. But certainly, Jordan Binnington is the number one goaltender right now. Joel is a great backup, and I think that he knows that he has to bide his time, be patient, and he will get more and more starts. And so if these two continue to play like they did last year, I think this will be the best tandem that the NHL has on one team, and I think it's a feather in both their caps.
And we think a goal is coming for Joel sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, you know, the way he handles the puck, it's just absolutely amazing. You know, seeing the Gustafson score that goal here with Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, and Joel has scored a goal in the minors before, and he will get the right situation at the right time. There's no question in my mind the way he shoots it, the way he moves it, that he'll go before his career is over. He'll have one, at least one, in the NHL.
Bernie, great to hear from you today. Great to see you, of course, always on FanDuel Sports Network on the broadcast. The Hall of Fame induction is the 24th, and the Hall of Fame game's the 25th. Appreciate you taking some time this morning.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day.
That is the Hockey Hall of Famer Bernie Federko with us, chatting about the Blues and, of course, the Blues Hall of Fame. As we mentioned, Wayne Babbage, Jimmy Roberts, and Curtis Joseph making up that 2025 Hall of Fame class for the St. Louis Blues. Great to catch up with Bernie. Great to hear from Rebecca Tillett, the Billikens women's head coach. And we've got a lot more to do here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We'll come back in hour number two. We'll talk about St. Louis City 2. They're making a run through the MLS Next Pro playoffs. We'll talk with Scott Jagow coming up at 11:30. He's got a cool story to pass along and kind of a cool connection to the 2024 World Series. We'll chat with him about that. And of course, we'll wrap things up with Bernie Mikolas at the end of the 11 o'clock hour. So there's plenty more to do. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning in the Stiefel Sports Studio. Hour number two of Sports on a Sunday Morning is coming up after the news here on KMOX.